everybody. Welcome to the show. You know where you are. Expert talk. Well, really, 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And today, well, you guys know I talk about the Navy all the time. We're a Navy family. We love being out at sea. So what a great way to start off a week, but with our best and favorite captain in the world. And who knows where he is today? And did he bring Elvis? Josh Corporal is here today. Hey, Captain Josh, are you out there?
Booyah! What's happening?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Things are good. Things are good. I am aboard my ship Albatross, a West Sail 32 at the moment. So greetings from the sea.
Wow. So you are, I know you're based in Florida, but you're not in Florida right now, are you?
Yeah, I'm actually headed back to Florida. So the boat's been in New York. I'm in New York at the moment. And then at the end of October, I'm going to be sailing with my girlfriend and my best friend. And we're going to be sailing down to Key West, down the East Coast of the United States. So it should probably take us about, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. Just doing a nice offshore passage.
Okay, so before we get into this, because we only have like 8.5 more minutes, you know, Alan doesn't play. Okay, so I heard girlfriend, best friend. I didn't hear first mate Elvis. Where's Elvis?
So Elvis, I had to leave back in Key West due to COVID restrictions, mask requirements, things like that. I couldn't bring him. So Elvis—
you couldn't get a rooster mask? We got to work on that.
Yeah, I know. They don't make them. I even tried Etsy. But I tell you, I had to do the next best thing. So I recorded Elvis before I left. And now anytime I want to hear him, I just press my Elvis button. And there he is, you know, there to wake me up in the morning or just remind me that I'm doing an all right job.
Well, by the time you get back home, man, you know, he's going to look at you like, this is my house. What are you doing here?
I'm going to look like a sea hobo. He's not even going to recognize me. I'm going to be all bearded. I'm going to look like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
You know, I saw a couple of months ago, it's, you know, time is like slapping me in the face because of COVID. Every day seems to be another Monday or another Tuesday. The weeks are just jumping. But I saw you were out at sea on some big like ship coming from somewhere. What were you doing?
That I got north because I sailed from Key West to Salem, Massachusetts on board the Winanif, which is about an 80-foot two-masted schooner. And it was the ship that General George Patton, the famous U.S. General, it was his personal ship. And then it was completely restored. And now my buddy owns it and needed help sailing it north. So that was the last adventure that I was on. I think you saw a bunch of pictures and stuff of me out in the week with the— yeah, it was a crazy trip.
Man, I saw a bunch of pictures of you. I'm sitting here feeling jealous. And then I'm thinking, 80 feet, that sounds like a lot of rocking with these bad knees. I know I don't need to be out there. That would be crazy. You'd have to like, you know, bungee cord me to a deck somewhere or something, because I'd be screaming my head off. Now, everybody, if you guys have watched the previous episode, if you haven't, go back and check it out, you know. But Josh, you are an entrepreneur. You're a businessman. You've got a lot of stuff going on in that. And you still find time for your passion. And even during COVID, to be out there and traveling. How are you doing all this?
I've been really good at time management, I guess. To be honest, spending so much time online and doing stuff in front of a computer is really— I mean, it's exciting for me and it's the creative and tech side of things, which I love, but it's also very draining. And so I balance that out with physical activity on the boat and projects and stuff. I don't know, like, it's just an absolute disaster zone behind me here because the boat is filled with multitude of projects. And that's how I achieve that balance. It's like I kind of flip-flop from one extreme to the other, like extreme physical and extreme, you know, cerebral work. And I just find this middle ground between the two.
And you're pretty much, you know, documenting this journey. You've got a new website. Can you tell people, if they're listening, how they can find out about your new website and what they'll find on it?
joshcorporal.com. And I've been doing a lot more writing. I've been writing my entire life about all of these travels, but mainly it's been to just my family and friends. I've kept it kind of like, you know, black book, behind the scenes kind of thing. And I've had a lot of people ask me about the writing and to share these stories. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm writing, I'm taking photographs. I love photography. I love videography. So I'm doing my best to like document the whole thing and make it somewhat interesting and educational at the same time. So you might learn how to create an anchor snubber hook or fix a bilge pump or God knows whatever else breaks on the boat.
See, I'm sitting here all excited. You know, I grew up fishing and then I joined the Navy and I'm like, oh man, I want to go so bad. That is so much fun.
Open
that is
invite,
so cool.
Tego, oh, you know.
Oh man, I'm so excited. Now I might have to grab Elvis though. I'll knit him a mask on the way over.
Yes.
I can't believe it. So you also ride motorcycles. So in between all this, you're still riding too?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got an old BMW. It's my, I love this bike. It's I named it Genghis, Conqueror of Lands. And basically I put some custom racks on it and I have these waterproof duffel bags. I just fit everything. It's very minimalistic. I fit everything on the bike. And I was in the middle, like, you know, when we first met, I was doing Fire Builders Live and I was doing it down from Key West. I ended up in Key West because I was riding across the country on that motorcycle. And that's the last place I was able to go before the lockdown happened. And I just stayed. So, yeah, the bike is still down there and I am just going to sail down to Key West, get that bike, and then hopefully do continue the trip out to California all the way back. Who knows? God knows where.
You know, there are people probably watching that are going, man, I want to learn how to sail. You know, I learned how to ride a motorcycle. There are classes in every city, so we don't need to ask, you know, the captain that one. But if you want to learn how to sail, how do you start? What do you recommend to just get started?
So there's a couple of ways. If you have a lot of money and you want to shell out a bunch of money, just take some sailing courses. The people that teach them are accredited. They know what they're doing. They know how to teach. You're looking at, you know, a couple $100 at least every single course. But to be honest, I found the best way to learn how to sail is to simply just go down to your local marina, because there are always people with sailboats that sometimes they race, sometimes they just need extra hands, and they post things on their bulletin board and they say, hey, anytime you want to come and call this number and I'll teach you. That's the best way to do it. Third way, buy a boat and just go for it. I don't know if I recommend that, but just, you could.
Either way you go, you tell them to put the work in. It sounds fun and adventurous and all that good stuff, but it's still work. You're still out there working.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's still work. It's very physical. I mean, everything's dynamic. It's all moving around. So you have to be in shape. Like, it helps, but it's a beautiful experience. Tego, I know you know what it's like to be on the water.
Oh, yeah. Tell them one more time where to find your website, because Alan's going to cut us off.
Yeah. JoshCorpel.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I'll send you a bunch of emails as I go through all this, and it's going to be great. Tego, thank you so much for having me on.
Man, it's so great to have Captain Josh on. He's a good friend. Alan always manages to cut it off when it's my turn. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed Captain Josh. That was awesome. Check out, you know, joshcorpel.com. Check out all of his adventures. He's doing great stuff. He's having a blast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you'll come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time. See y'all next time.